Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of October 12th, 2020, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. Hellstrom is another Marvel production that's going to be premiering on Hulu this week. As the son and daughter of a mysterious and powerful serial killer, Hellstrom follows Damien and Anna Hellstrom and their complicated dynamic as they track down the worst of humanity, each with their own attitude and skills. Could be interesting. For TV pages, on Monday, nothing. Tuesday, CW has the premiere of Tell Me a Story. Wednesday, CBS has the premiere of The Amazing Race. ABC has the premiere of The Con. And NBC has the 2020 Billboard Music Awards live. Thursday, nothing. Friday, ABC has the premiere of Shark Tank. Saturday, Sci-Fi has Tales from the Hood 3. That's a premiere. And HBO has David Byrne, American Utopia premiere. For Sunday, ABC has the premiere of Supermarket Sweep, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and Card Sharks. BBC America has the premiere of Top Gear. And HBO has the finales of Lovecraft and The Vow. For movies coming out this week, you have Honest Thief, wanting to lead an honest life, a notorious bank robber, played by Liam Neeson, turns himself in, only to be double-crossed by two ruthless FBI agents. When the feds come after him, he must fight back to clear his name. You also have Love and Monsters. 7 years after the monsterpocalypse, Joel, along with the rest of humanity, have been living underground ever since giant creatures took over the land. After reconnecting over radio with his high school girlfriend, Amy, he realizes that nothing left for him underground and decides against all logic to go venture out and find Amy. For DVDs coming out this week, you've got Brawl, Cats and Dogs 2, Paws Unite, and Criminal Audition. For online services, Netflix, you have The Trial of the Chicago 7, Blackpink, Light Up the Sky, The Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting, Social Distance, Season 1, Grand Army, Season 1, For Hulu, like I said, you got Hellstrom, Season 1. And for Prime, you have Nocturne, Evil Eye, and What the Constitution Means to Me. For video games coming out this week, you've got G.I. Joe Operation Blackout for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. You have Broken Porcelain Remothered for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Cloud Pink for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Mario Kart Live Home Circuit. And you also have NHL 21 for the PS4 and Xbox One. For GUI News, spooky season continues with terrifying episodes of the Geeks Under the Influence, Smack My Pitch Up, Beautiful Disasters, From the Mouths of Madness, Geek Father, and Deeply Upsetting. For one more thing, in late November, Ready Player 2 will be released. This is a sequel to the wildly popular novel Ready Player 1 by Ernest Cline. Cline talked about the basic plot of the story. Now, listen to this and tell me if you think this sounds familiar. Days after winning the Oasis founder's James Holloway's contest, Wade Watts makes a discovery that changes everything. Hidden within Holloway's vaults, waiting for his heir to find, lies a technological advancement that will once again change the world and make the Oasis 1,000 times more wondrous and addictive than even Wade's dreams possible. With that comes a new riddle, a new quest, and a last Easter egg from Holiday, hinting at a mysterious prize. And an unexpected, impossibly powerful, and dangerous new rival awaits, one that will kill millions to get what he wants. Wade's life and future of the Oasis are again at stake, but this time the fate of humanity hangs in the balance. This is pretty much the plot of the last book. Cline has had 9 years to come up with a sequel, and what we're getting sounds like a rehash of the last book. Now, I loved Ready Player One. Great book. I enjoyed it. Movie? Not so much. Now, it sounds like Holiday is turning into an 80s-obsessed version of Jigsaw. Well after his death, he's still torturing people with games. We'll see if this book is any good or just a rehash of the last one. Alright, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us, geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. And be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.
We've got a devilicious little Kickstarter here for all you geeks and ghouls for the Halloween season. Throwing Horns. It's a light RPG of devils, demons, and metal. You play a literal band of demons touring the best and worst venues in hell. The promoter, or aka the GM, will guide you on the tour and throw encounters in your path, which you can overcome in the most metal ways possible. Use headbanging tunes, your demonic commanding presence, or just good old-fashioned violence to beat encounters and continue. This is a Kickstarter from a friend of ours that only has through the month of October to raise its funds, so definitely go to throwinghornsrpg.com or just hit up the link on our homepage at gypodcast.com. Donate, get some extra stuff if you reach the right tier of donation, and keep on throwing them horns.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here. That's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network as we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
In a world ravaged by movie studios that keep rehashing the same things, only one podcaster has the guts to make it even worse. Join Mike the Hobbit as he traverses the internet to bring you some of the best and worst ideas for reboots, remakes, and reimaginings of some of your favorite and least favorite TV and film properties. Ideas like a John Waters He-Man movie, Fantastic Four the musical, and Aliens done entirely with marionettes. What podcast would bring this evil upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up. Available anywhere you get your podcasts.